Welcome to episode 19 of the MCS Real Sports Podcast. I am your host, Matt Skura, and on my left, we got Caleb Connett. What's going on, Caleb? How was your weekend?
Man, it's good. It's good, man. We had some good football, some good basketball. We got some good game sevens tonight. Not no game sevens, but a good game seven tonight. Go Nuggets, you know, turning into a Nuggets fan today. And, you know, it was a great weekend. How was your weekend, bro?
My weekend was great. It's exciting seeing football back again. I mean, who would have thought in March when this pandemic went on that we would be able to see some fans in attendance for some games?
Yeah, for real.
Great to see football back. And it was great to see that bad man Aaron Rodgers put on a clinic.
Right, and it was great to see Devontae Adams put on a clinic. He's on one of my fantasy teams.
What did I tell you? I said Devontae Adams, you better watch out and swoop him up.
Yeah, Matt did tell me. He was like, hey, you gotta pick up Devontae. And I'm like, you know, like, Devontae's solid, but I don't know if he's top five. You know, he's in there, but I don't know if he's going to be like Michael Thomas. And, you know, Devontae Adams was the guy that was available on that draft. And I just thought of Matt. I was like, bro, I'm gonna take your word for it. It better pay off. And it paid off week one. Devontae Adams is that guy for sure. For sure. So I gotta give it up. It was great seeing some football for sure. But before I hate to start it off like this. Cause we started off with a real positive note. But I gotta say something about Thursday night football. I heard some boos in the stands when they took a stand for racial injustice and all that type of stuff. I didn't understand it. I was very disappointed. But I hope to see better the next time we do it. And the next time, you know, it's televised, I hope to see better. But other than that, it was a great weekend. It was some great football, some great basketball. And we got some basketball throughout the rest of the week. And you got some MCS Real Sports Podcast. So we finna get it popping right now.
Yeah, we finna get it popping for sure. Let's start off with some football. Week one got it all started up, and let's talk about some of the games. Let's first start off my favorite team, the Green Bay Packers. Let's talk about the Packers Vikings game. I want to start off with you, Caleb. What did you think of the Green Bay Packers Minnesota Vikings game? Were you shocked by the performance that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams put on, or were you kind of expecting that with the Vikings not having Danielle Hunter and a new secondary?
Well, to be honest, I was really listening to the reporters. And I think I did a betting thing with my dad where we bet on some games. We bet on some games, and I was like, you know, the Vikings, I think the Vikings might mess around and win this game. Like, so we bet low, like maybe a point. But after listening to the reporters throughout the first quarter, they were talking about how the Vikings secondary was young. So as I'm listening, I'm like, oh, like Aaron Rodgers is about to pick that apart. In the first quarter, looked like they had a hard time. I was watching that game. When they got in the red zone, it didn't work out for him a couple of times. They could have shut him out really quick when they were in the red zone and just, boom, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. The game would have been over really fast. But ultimately, they capitalized. Going into halftime, they looked good. You know, they just looked like a team with chemistry. Like, you could tell, like, they might not have the best receiving core, but they have a receiving core that knows each other. They have chemistry. And Rodgers put the guys in the right positions. The guys got to their spot. I mean, and Devontae Adams is just, you know, unguardable right now. So, you know, hey, that's just how it looked. It looked like they were definitely a team that had chemistry. I could give them that. They knew each other for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I love what I saw for the Green Bay Packers, especially the performance that Aaron Rodgers had. 364 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He looked great, dropping 43 points. Obviously, you know, the high amount of points was expected. I mean, we saw the Vikings. They didn't have Danielle Hunter. They were a young secondary. I kind of expect the same performance for Aaron Rodgers next week against Detroit. But when Green Bay has to play those good teams, like when they have to play the Saints in week three, when they got to play Tampa Bay week six, when they got to play the Niners week nine, I'm gonna be looking and see if we could continue that same kind of dominant performance. And you definitely are right, Caleb. I watched the whole game start to finish. We did struggle in the red zone. I will give you that. First quarter, we didn't really cash it in. I mean, I believe if we would have cashed in, we would have had at least 50 plus on the Minnesota Vikings if we cash in. And that'll be the difference for Green Bay this upcoming season. When we play those good teams, we can't settle for field goals like we did in the first quarter. We got to cash in the end zone. Because when you verse good teams, like when you verse the New Orleans Saints, you can't settle for field goals. When you verse Tampa Bay, can't settle for field goals. Same with San Fran. You got to be able to settle, be able to get touchdowns. And I also want to kind of go in. I feel like we did an okay job containing Dalvin Cook. I mean, he had like 12 carries, barely 60 yards, but the key is he had two touchdowns. That was the key. I had on my fantasy team. He got me some okay points. But I feel like overall the Green Bay defense definitely showed two different sides. In the first half, our defense was great. We were able to contain Adam Thielen. We had Kirk Cousins throw an interception. I mean, we look at this game was close in the first half. It was 15-7. Like, we got a touchdown. And then they try to get greedy. Cousins throws the pick to Jair Alexander. Rodgers throws a touchdown. And just like that, 22-7. And obviously, we know throughout the rest of the game, Green Bay kind of took control. But one thing I like to see to improve for Green Bay is just having a consistent defense from one half to the next. First half, we were great. We shut down Minnesota with ease. We held them to only 7 points. But when the second half came on, we kind of allowed big plays. Like Adam Thielen caught on in the second half. I mean, and we only won by 9. I mean, a lot of people look like on the stat sheet, yeah, like we won big. But I just hope we keep it consistent throughout the whole game. I feel like we will. Obviously, this is the first week, no preseason. But overall, I'm very satisfied with the way how the Green Bay Packers played. Very satisfied with how our offense went. We had 10 possessions as an offense, and we scored on 70% of them. So that's a good amount of percentage to score on your possessions. And I just hope we keep that up when we verse the good teams in the NFC, whenever we verse a potential Seattle Seahawks team in the playoffs. Whenever we verse San Francisco again, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, I want to see if we could keep that up. But overall, I was very satisfied with how Green Bay played week one. Let's move on. Let's move on to another game. Tom Brady's debut with Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the New Orleans Saints. And I want to kind of go to you, Caleb. How big of a win was this for the New Orleans Saints against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It was big. It was big. They had to win this game. It was great that they win this game. They let the NFL world know that, you know, just because Brady is here and Gronk and all these weapons are around, you know, Saints are still the kings of the South. That's really the truth. They woke people up. They let people know Michael Thomas, that was with Michael Thomas not even having up to half the performance he could usually make. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that just should wake a lot of people up. It was great watching that game. It was great watching the Saints compete. Saints defense is what won us the game, really. You know, they put us up early. Drew Brees just had to maintain and contain it, and which he did. He's a veteran, played the cards right. The offense looked impressive. Still need some work. Curious to see what happens with Michael Thomas because he's got an injury. But you know, other than that, the defense looked good. Defense looked really good. They got an interception, ran it back. You know, they looked solid. But I still think the Saints have a lot of growing to do. It was great to see their performance. On the other hand, Tom Brady. Those two interceptions. Those two interceptions were costly. But he has weapons. So, I like, for sure, like, they're going to be a team that could put up 40, 50. And, you know, if their running game clicks too, okay, they'll be solid. But, you know, coaching staff, did you hear what Bruce Arians said to him? I called him out.
I did.
Yeah, what did you think about that?
I think it's the right thing for Bruce Arians to do. I mean, he's a coach. He's gonna tell how it is. I mean, if Jameis Winston was a quarterback and those same things happened, he would do the same thing. I just feel like a lot of people are shocked because Belichick never really did that to Brady. If he did, it was kind of closed doors and no one really heard about that. And I'm kind of glad Arians is setting the tone because, I mean, let's be honest, Tom Brady looked like a QB that was new to an offense. I mean, no preseason obviously did not help.
But he did have some plays where it was just like, boom, like some first drive of the game, they look good. I'm like, oh, they look good. Yeah, this is their first time, no preseason. But then it was times in the game where they just threw them different looks.
Yeah, and what makes it kind of a little worse is the way how New England and Cam Newton kind of rolled against the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about Cam Newton's debut with New England a little later on. But, you know, I kind of wasn't surprised the performance that Brady had. I mean, he's getting up there in age. He's going in a new offense. Didn't really have a preseason to work things out. I don't expect Brady to maintain this throughout the entire season. I expect him to get better. You know, when my Green Bay Packers have to go up against Tampa Bay by week 6, I expect Brady to be in full effect. Obviously, having Mike Evans for a limited role would definitely change things. I mean, if there's a healthy Mike Evans, you better believe that Mike Evans is going to get a lot of those targets. So, I mean, feel like
he has so many weapons. He just he can throw it to anybody.
Yeah, he can throw it to anybody. You know, it's one of those where let's see if it gets better. You know, you hope that he gets better. I mean, we look at he had 2 touchdowns, but 2 of those picks that he had resulted in Saints points. He had the pick 6 that he'd thrown, which was a bad pick 6. Definitely looked like Jameis Winston out there for that five kind of moment. And then the pick that he threw, when it kind of looked like Mike Evans stopped on the route, there are definitely 2 differing sides. I mean, you look at Bruce Arians, he stated that Brady had a bad read, but then also Troy Aikman said, like, during the booth that Mike Evans gave up on the route. There's obviously 2 different sides of the spectrum. You know, I feel like kind of like you said, Caleb, this was a must-win game for the Saints just because the Saints are a well-organized team. This has been pretty much the same core the last couple of years. And Tampa Bay is a new team, so we kind of expect this kind of game from Tampa where, you know, they're just getting it together, getting it in a groove, and kind of going from there. So I wasn't really surprised that the Saints won that game. While we're on this discussion, let's move on to the Patriots and the Dolphins. Cam Newton making his debut. I'll start off by saying this. I was very impressed with what Cam Newton and the Patriots offense did against Miami. Now, keep in mind, it is against the Miami Dolphins, but we kind of didn't know what to expect from Cam Newton. Cam Newton, he's a guy who hasn't played in almost a year, and he's coming back from a foot injury. He's had injuries in the past. He was 0-8, and Josh McDaniels made up a very good plan on that offense. Cam Newton ran the ball 15 times, had 2 touchdowns. He was solid. You know, from a first time being healthy in a couple months, you know, do I believe this is sustainable for Cam Newton? No, I do believe Cam Newton will have to throw the ball. But when you needed a run by Cam Newton, he looked great. He looked great against Miami, giving out on the run. Now, obviously, we look at New England. They're going to have a big test coming up against the Seattle Seahawks. And Russell Wilson, we're not going to really talk about it much, but Russell Wilson, let's just say he put on a clinic against the Atlanta Falcons. I believe he went 31 of 35, had about almost 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Wilson was great.
Man.
So I just want to see if New England is able to keep it up when they versus those good teams. Like when New England has to play Baltimore or Seattle, can they maintain that same success? But overall, I was really happy for Cam. I mean, we look at all the stuff that he went through. The disrespect that Carolina had towards him, kind of cutting him, doing him dirty, not treating him well. And him having success with New England, I think it's a great thing. And, you know, it kind of gives a little threat, you know. New England, yeah, they may not be contenders like they once were, but they're a great dark horse. So you better watch out if you got to versus New England towards the end of the season, or even if they're in the playoffs, you better watch out, because Cam Newton keeps on playing like this and he gets better at passing the ball. AFC, Kansas City, Baltimore, you better watch out, because old Bill Belichick is coming. I want to kind of hear what you have to say, Caleb. What are your thoughts on a New England win and how Cam Newton looked?
Well, you know, first with New England, you know, they're proving right now that they're, like, truly, like, a great organization. Like, they just have a great front office. Like, they're not under panic. You know, they like, just seeing how comfortable and just, you know, slow paced they are. And everything is kind of working into their favor. They looked good. They just look like a team that just a good team. Like, nothing stood out. Obviously, Cam was the guy to stand out with his what? Did he have 65 rushing yards? Am I right or wrong? 65? I want to say 65 rushing yards, two rushing touchdowns, and then another rushing touchdown. He's definitely gonna, like you said, you made that point. He's definitely gonna need a receiver, and with them releasing Mohamed Sanu, I got a report on my phone, and I seen that Allen Robinson from Chicago, is interested in trade.
I saw that too.
So with that being said, that kind of put some breaking news. Like, that opens up the door for them to get a receiver. They cut Mohamed Sanu, so they do have the bag. So if they do want to make a trade, I'm pretty sure they can get a deal done after this year. So, I mean, it opens up the door for them to make a move, and I think New England should make a move. I think if you could get Cam a receiver, okay. Like, now, like, even with Allen Robinson, I'm not saying that, you know, they'll win the Super Bowl, but I think, like, they'll have a good team, a good, like, okay, you get Cam at a cheap price, you know, Cam likes it here, you still might get him at a little cheaper price than, you know, you would usually, and then you got a Robinson, and then the only holes you really have to fill is just getting a running back, or unless they want to use a running back core, they can go get a running back. You know, fill out that line, get a tight end. Their defense is already good. And, I mean, Cam has already proven himself to make it to the Super Bowl. So, it's like, that can be that piece. And, you know, it can be that difference maker, because if you're the Patriots, here's my question to you. But with the team that they have right now, are you thinking of giving up some assets for a receiver like Allen Robinson? Because the Patriots, I mean, you know, like, they're going to be asking for something. So are you willing to give up the assets for him? Or are you willing to just let play this year how it'll be? And it might be 6-10, you know, 5-11, whatever, and get a good draft pick and go from there. So it's like, what would you do?
The way how the New England Patriots looked week one, they don't look like a team that's going to go 6-10 or 5-11. So, do I believe New England should go after Allen Robinson? I believe New England should go after Allen Robinson if they believe they can beat Kansas City or Baltimore. I truly believe the roster that they have right now, even if they add Allen Robinson, I don't think they have the firepower to compete with Baltimore or New England. Now, I would say, I believe New England would win a playoff game. Whoever New England plays in the playoffs, if they do, I do see them winning a playoff game. But in the divisional round, if they have to go up against Kansas City or Baltimore, I don't see them beating them. I could maybe see them beating Baltimore because Lamar Jackson's not good in the playoffs. But if they have to versus Kansas City in the divisional round or the championship game, they won't have a chance, because this isn't the same Patriots team where, you know, they're going to be all on their defense. When they had Hightower, when they had all their veteran guys, it's a different defense. Defense looked good, but come on now. You're playing the Miami Dolphins. Almost any defense could look good against the Miami Dolphins. Let's be real here. So,
yeah.
Personally, if I were the Patriots, to answer your question, Caleb, I would only go after Allen Robinson if I truly believe that he will be a difference in us making it to the Super Bowl. I don't think he'll make that much of a difference. I feel like they had too many opt-outs on the defense. I do think they'll make the playoffs. I do think they'll win a playoff game, but they have to go in a division round, whether it's to Baltimore or Kansas City. I don't think they have enough, so I would personally hold off. And it also depends if the price is right. I mean, we look at Cam Newton, his value went down, down, and down, rock bottom, until New England came up and gave him a minimum. You know, if the Bears value –
minimum on a 1 year, that's what I'm saying. They have 1 year, so it's like –
exactly, yeah. On a 1 year.
He's going to up his value, price. It's not going to be a minimum next year for sure.
Yeah, he won't be, especially the way how he played this week. He keeps it up.
This is just one week. If he could keep like this up a whole season, yeah, he's not nowhere he goes. He's not gonna be no way. They got him at like a DeMarcus Cousins. Like, you know how the Lakers got DeMarcus Cousins at that little minimum.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how they got, you know, Cam Newton. And it's like watching the Lakers right now. Oh my goodness, I could only imagine how much better we would be with DeMarcus Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
How much better we would be with DeMarcus Cousins plus Dwight Howard. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, definitely. Now, if I were in New England, though, if there is a price that is right, go after Allen Robinson if the price is right. If you don't believe the price is right, go ahead, lay it off. You're just fine week one. Just play out the season. I think you can make the playoffs. I feel like you have a good chance to win the division. Whether you make a playoff run or not, you know, because basically New England right now is kind of playing with house money, because not a lot of people are expecting New England to go far. Like, even if they make the playoffs, some people might even think, hey, they might just lose in the wild card round if they even make the playoffs.
Yeah, I really don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think
differently. I think the way how Cam Newton played week one against the Miami Dolphins, if he could keep that up the whole season, if he could stay healthy, they can make it far. But if Cam Newton gets hurt, it's a different ball game. It's a different season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what they're banking on. But I think, like, to answer my own question, it's kind of like, okay, we can – let's say if the Patriots do keep Cam and, you know, he misses, like, 6 games, let's say. You know, that those are like 6 L's that they're probably for sure going to take. And maybe not, but I would just assume those to be game losses, struggles, games where they struggle, you know. And that could really switch their season to where, you know, they could be a playoff team, or they could lose Cam somehow and he can miss some games and they can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could definitely be a team where if they lose
Trevor Lawrence, you know? So it's like, I mean,
yeah, if Cam Newton goes down for a long period of time and they have a chance to get Trevor Lawrence, I do believe they will go after and get a Trevor Lawrence if they don't do well when Cam Newton is down. We're trying out a little Zoom thing here. So for K-Cub having a little problems.
But
we are back. We are back at the moment. So everything is all good. All good. I'm gonna be quick. So we're gonna kinda do a surprise or disappointment for — I'm just gonna name off a couple of these NFL teams that won. Jaguars beating Colts. Surprise in the Jags winning or disappointing in the Colts?
Surprise of the Jags.
I'm going to go with disappointing in the Colts just because I expected Phillip Rivers to do better with an offensive line that's better than he was in Chargers, and he looked like the same. He looked like the same player that was throwing picks with the Chargers near the end. And if he continues that up, I don't see –
he's hanging the fucking hat, bro.
Yeah, it would – it's one thing if it's against a good team, but it's against a team that's trying to tank. So that's why I'm disappointed in. Let's move on to another game. Eagles versus football team. Are you surprised the football team beat the Eagles, or are you more disappointed in Philadelphia for blowing a 17-0 lead?
Disappointed in Philly for blowing a 17-0 lead. I just don't know what happened. Where did we stumble? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm disappointed in the Philadelphia Eagles. I feel like the injuries piled on. But you look, if you're Carson Wentz, some of those picks that he threw were no excuses at all. Offensive line was terrible because of injuries. I believe they allowed 8 sacks. That's unacceptable. You can't win any football games when you allow that many sacks. That's just hard. Yeah. Hard to do.
Chase Young had a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely had a great day. Let's move on to another rookie that played. Bengals and Chargers. Chargers won a close game. Are you more I wouldn't say surprised or disappointed. Are you surprised how well Joe Burrow played when he had to go up against pass rushers like Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram?
I think he played amazing. I think it was just a game that their kicker lost. It happens in the NFL a lot. And, you know, it happens. And that's how his first day got spoiled. It happens.
Yeah, I feel like
it happens. It has happened to Tom Brady. It has probably happened to Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. It was going to happen eventually. So why not now? Get over it. Mm-hmm. Not like the Bengals were expected to be a playoff team, but the way they play, they can, you know, get really serious, take the season serious, and, you know, they can go far. Yeah. So
I love what I saw in rookie Joe Burrow. He definitely showed a lot of points, especially on that final drive. Like that final drive when they got in the end zone, obviously Casey Hayward sold the offensive PI. If I were the ref, I wouldn't have called it. I would have just been like, dude, you just let a rookie drive the ball down the field. I'm giving them a touchdown. No call. I would have said no call, touchdown to Green. Call today. You deserve to lose that game. But, but I mean, hey, if you're a corner in the game, you got to sell it. And Casey Hayward sold it well. If I were Zach Taylor, I would have done things differently. I would have maybe gone one. I mean, obviously it was a 10-yard penalty back, but I just would have told Joe Burrow, I'm just like, go after the first read. If you don't like the first read, just throw it away and we'll go after a field goal. I feel like they should have done that. Obviously Zach Taylor played it safe, went out for the field goal, and it just so happened the kicker just missed and pulled a hammy. Nothing you could do there. I just felt like it was the most bungle thing that could happen. Let's move on. Another quick one. Seahawks and Falcons. What are you more impressed about? Are you more impressed about Matt Ryan and the Falcons somehow staying in this game, or are you more impressive with Russell Wilson's 31 of 35, almost 400 yards and 4 touchdown game?
I'm impressed with Russell Wilson's 31 game. Like, that just was – that was amazing. That was amazing. That was amazing to me. You know, if he could keep that up, they could be a Super Bowl contending team, like you said. So that really impressed me. Like, Russell's been working, made the right move. He made the right calls. The offensive coordinator made the right calls. He made the right plays. People stepped up. It was great. It was great to see.
Yeah, I liked what I saw in the Seattle Seahawks. I felt like they gave Russell Wilson the reins to the ball, and he was fantastic. You know, I believe Russell Wilson had probably his best game of his career. I mean, just from a pass-wise, you go 31 of 35, 4 touchdowns, no picks. It was a great game. If Russell Wilson could keep that up, I feel like he's got a good chance to win an MVP, or at least get an MVP vote if he could keep that up. And if he can, Seahawks have a good chance to win the division, especially with how the 49ers looked against the Arizona Cardinals, which brings on to the next game. What are you more – are you more disappointed in the Niners blowing another 10-point lead, or are you impressed with Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins' connection leading to a Cardinals win?
I'm disappointed in the Niners blowing that 10-0 lead, man. I think they should have won that game. I think George Kittle getting hurt really threw them off of their feet a little bit, and, you know, them already being hurt with them not having Debo Samuel, they were already kind of hit. So, I mean, I was just disappointed with them, you know, blowing that lead just because they're a team with chemistry and they've been playing together for a minute. I thought they should have held it down and held that lead. But I also am impressed by Kyler's and DeAndre Hopkins' connection. You know, he definitely has a good quarterback with him. And, you know, DeAndre Hopkins definitely showed, like, I'm that guy. Don't forget, I'm that guy.
Yeah, definitely. I am going to go with the impressive side. I'm very impressed with what what Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins did from week one. Just because, I mean, you look at – I'll be honest, I did not expect the Cardinals to win that game. I thought it was going to be Niners all the way. But, you know, George Kittle getting hurt, obviously that wrecked my fantasy team. I blame that for going 0-1 in my sleeper fantasy team. I feel like if Kittle was healthy, he would have helped me win. But
yeah,
we're not going to go there. But it does raise some high concerns on if the George Kittle injury is a long time injury. How are the Niners going to sustain? And this is kind of the first game where it's like now they don't have DeForest Buckner anymore. The defense didn't really look that good. I mean, the Niners team were basically built by their defense and George Kittle last year. That's why they got the Super Bowl, and defense didn't look too good. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins just put on a clinic. I believe he had almost 14 catches, over 150 yards, and a touchdown. And this is also a coming out party for the Arizona Cardinals. Some people didn't think the Cardinals would make a playoff run, but the Cardinals keep playing like this. Watch out, NFC West, because Cardinals are going to be coming.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about the Thursday night game. Texans, Chiefs, quick throw out. Were you surprised that the Chiefs won, or were you more disappointed in the Texans for Deshaun Watson not showing up?
Disappointed in the Texans. They just didn't show up as a whole team.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't surprised that the Chiefs won. I did like what I saw in Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, he had 25 carries, 138 yards, and a touchdown. I feel like Damian Williams made a mistake opting out because this kid is something special. You know, I've stated previously running back is the most easy position to replace, and if Clyde Edwards-Helaire can keep it up, Damian Williams could kiss his starting spot goodbye because he's going to be on another team next year. And obviously, you know, opted out due to COVID, which, you know, is his choice. I think it just wasn't a good one. When you got a rookie, Edwards-Helaire, that was drafted number 32, I felt like he should have stayed there and stayed his claim as a starter. But the way how Clyde played, I feel like she's going to be like, you know what, Damian Williams, you go ahead and opt out. That's your choice. But we're just going to roll with this guy. I'm going to go two quick ones. Raiders, Panthers, Jets, Bills. Are you surprised that the Raiders and Panthers was this good of a game?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I didn't think it would be that much high scoring, but it was. I was surprised.
I was having surprised as well. I was very impressed with Josh Jacobs. I had him in one of my fantasy leagues, got me three rushing touchdowns. Josh Jacobs looked good. He looked like he didn't miss a beat. And if the Raiders could keep that up, then they're going to be a team to watch out for. Jets and Bills. I'm not going to go surprised or disappointed. The way how badly the Jets played, does this mean Adam Gase will be fired partway into the season?
Well, they're not going to have Le'Veon Bell, so you know they're probably going to add a couple of losses. I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know. They might keep him, let him ride this year out. I couldn't tell you.
How about this? Do you think Adam Gase is on his way out of the door?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There you go. Yeah, I agree with you as well. I believe Adam Gase is on his way out of the door. The way how the Jets played was just pathetic. They only put up 17 points against the Bills, which obviously shows how good the Bills' defense was. But, you know, they did lose Le'Veon Bell. But overall, this team just doesn't have it. And it seems like Adam Gase, wherever he goes, their team falls. I mean, besides that one year in 2016 where the Dolphins made the playoffs, but other than that, they've just been a mess. Let's talk about we're gonna go two more Sunday games before we hit the Monday night. Browns and Ravens. Are you more disappointed in Baker Mayfield's performance, or are you impressed with how big the Ravens put on a show against the Browns?
I was disappointed with the Browns, really. Ravens, they look like a team, like I said, I've been mentioning, a team that had chemistry. But the Browns, Baker Mayfield just disappointed me. Yeah, I was very disappointed.
I agree with you on the disappointment side of things, especially with the Browns. You have that much offensive firepower. You get Austin Hooper as well, free agency, and only put up 6 points. That was a pretty pathetic performance right there. And that all falls on the hands of Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield, he has a lot of stuff going in to where he has to prove himself, and the way how he played this week was pretty disappointing. But I'm going to go with the more impressive Baltimore Ravens. I mean, everybody expected Baltimore to win, but the way how they won, the way how Lamar Jackson looked, getting it to Mark Andrews and Marquise Brown, if Baltimore could keep this up, that week three matchup when they got it versus Kansas City Chiefs, that could be a potential AFC Championship game preview. So I'm going to be very excited to be watching for that game. Let's talk about the final Sunday night game between the Cowboys and the Rams, the opening game at SoFi Stadium. What game do you believe this symbolized? Do you believe it symbolized a new and improved Rams team that's more motivated, or is it just the same old Dallas Cowboys?
Disappointed in the Rams. They really looked like they should have won the game at first. It looked like they just gave it up. Cowboys just performed better, executed. Actually, no. The Rams won the game, huh?
Yeah, Rams won that game. Rams won 20-17.
I'm begging. No, look, actually, it's the same old Cowboys. For sure. I don't know why I thought that. Same old Cowboys.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. I believe it's also the same old Cowboys. I mean, you look at Mike McCarthy. This was literally the same Mike McCarthy in his final years at Green Bay. Bad decision calling. I remember in 2018 when Green Bay had a fourth and short, and we decided to punt the ball, and Russell Wilson had it and just chewed the clock the rest of the game. He had the same situation. They were down by three. It was a fourth and three, and Mike McCarthy decided, let's go for it instead of tying the game of what happens. They go for it. They fall short, and they lose by three. So ultimately, the difference maker there. And obviously, they call the offensive PI at the end. And I kind of want to give your thoughts on that. Do you believe the refs made the right call, calling offensive PI on Gallup?
Yeah, he pissed off. Yeah, it was the right call. It was the right call. If that goes through, it might be a different game for Dallas. Dallas just kind of like struck. They just struck too late. Dallas is a team that's looking good. Like, if I was a fan, I wouldn't be too disappointed. But, you know, they just lost that game. They truly lost that game. It wasn't enough time. But if that play goes through, it might be a different game. But he did push off, and I do agree with the call.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I agree with the call as well. I believe they got it right. Ramsey did well. I also saw the nice hit stick that Ramsey put on Cooper. Definitely a good game there. But I believe it's the same old Cowboys. That's why I have them going 9-7 and missing the playoffs. You know, like Stephen A. Smith always says, what can go wrong will go wrong.
Will go wrong.
And that's literally what happened.
Yeah, and sure.
we're gonna close out with Monday Night Football. Obviously, after this, Caleb has a tutoring thing, so we're gonna be getting it up after that. You know what? I'm just messing. We're gonna go full throttle through. Doubleheader for Monday night. Obviously, the Titans played the Broncos. Steelers played the Giants. Let's hit up the Steelers and the Giants. More disappointed in the Giants, or are you more impressed that Big Ben is back?
Impressed Big Ben is back. He proved that they needed him. He proved that the Steelers needed him. Unfortunate that James Conner got hurt, but Big Ben – being back proved like, hey, I'm the missing piece. You feel me? Juju Smith-Schuster looked way better.
Yeah, definitely. I liked what I saw in the Pittsburgh Steelers. I obviously wasn't surprised that the Steelers won, but I loved what I saw out of Big Ben. I feel like if Big Ben can keep this up, then my Steelers 12-4 prediction could come to full fruition. Obviously, we have to see with James Conner. Hopefully, it's not a serious injury and kind of go from there. Let's close out the Monday night games. Titans, Broncos, obviously this game was a very low-scoring affair. Steve Gostkowski had probably one of the worst kicking games of his career. He missed three field goals, missed an extra point. One field goal he made was a go-ahead field goal with 17 seconds left as the Titans won 16-14. Well, are you more disappointed in the Denver Broncos, or are you impressed that the Titans somehow managed to win this game?
I was disappointed in the Broncos. They had that bad clock management the last 2 minutes of the game. But other than that, you know, Titans just showed like they, like I said earlier, they were a team with chemistry, just managed the game the right way, took what they got, and executed well. So, I mean, they won fair and square, but I definitely think the Broncos could have managed the clock well. I see what he was trying to do. It just didn't work in his favor. So, I mean, that's all. It wasn't too bad. They'll learn from this game. The Broncos have a lot to take away from it. They played very well.
Yeah, they definitely did play very well. I was more disappointed in the Broncos. Vic Fangio time management, that was not good time management. Obviously, you know, he's learning as a head coach. You know, it's his second season. And, you know, Drew Lock looked okay. You know, Drew Lock had some good flashes in that game. And overall, I was very impressed. Let's move on to the NBA. We just simply have two things to talk about, and those are just the games tonight. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals is tonight. Caleb, who do you think wins this game and wins the series? Do you believe the Boston Celtics wins this game and wins the series, or do you believe it'll be Miami?
I believe it'll be Boston winning this game. As far as this series, it's going to be a seven-game series. I don't know who's going to win right now. It's definitely going to be a seven-game series, though.
All right. I think Boston's
looking really good.
Yeah, I think Boston wins this game and wins this series. One more thing to do before we close out this episode. Caleb, I appreciate you for having you on. Before you have to head out, who wins game seven, Nuggets or Clippers?
Nuggets. Right. No, Nuggets.
Thanks for being able to hop on, Caleb. I know you got some kids to tutor and stuff. Be a wise man. I know you're a genius. Keep up the good work and stuff. And yeah, go from there. Thank you for being on. We're trying the new Zoom thing. So for those of you viewers out there, this is the first time go at it.
Yo, MCS Real Sports Podcast, you dig? Yep. We out.
We dig. Yes, we are. And I also got the Nuggets winning Game 7 tonight, Boston winning, and it's going to be great. You know, whenever the Clippers lose, we're just going to laugh at their face. Thank you guys for tuning in to Episode 19, MCS Real Sports Podcast. We out.